Thursday, the 24th of January, Yud Zayin Shvat, Rabbi Michael Sharf, Shemitah produce unwittingly sold in British shops.
I don't want to choose the wrong one. try to speak on Shemitah issues, although Bemis in Chutzlovitz, we don't have any Shemitah problems, anything we grow in Chutzlovitz, everybody knows. We don't have any problem of Shemitah. But I think that today's times, we find a huge import and export between countries globally and been around the world with a lot of regulation and a lot of import we see from Eretz-Yisrael as well. So I think in this particular year we found a huge increase in Hilchos Shemitah and Shem Rishvit, particularly between the Tzibur, to learn to understand all the halachas. I was speaking to Rav Shechter a few days ago, and he told me he'd been involved in the Keren Hashvit for many, many years. He said this year there's an increase in Eretz Yisrael of over 30% of people who are farmers, who are Shem Rishvit, talking about farmers, and of population of much, much more. So there's a tremendous increase on this. What does it affect us? So, what does it affect us, let me say, here, but us in England, is what is important. Before the year of Shemitah, which was a couple of months ago, we turned around the catering and the shops, looking at the Israeli produce which come in. And although we had some Israeli products, we knew we take a maizes, we had a special list of which product have a chashash of Orla. Orla is a very difficult issue in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of halachas which came across, maybe another opportunity we can talk about. But it's a very, very delicate issue, a lot of machlokes in Orla. So the Trumas Maizes and Orla is something that we look through during the year. And we get it, and the Mashgichim know exactly what to do. They have the list and everything is under control. But we didn't find such a huge amount of produce which we felt it would not be, we would not be able to control it. When the Shemitah year started, we suddenly find ourselves with a tremendous amount of Shemitah produce, which is really grown product in Eretz Yisrael, which was exported from Eretz Yisrael to various countries. One of the biggest importers are in the UK for various reasons. Mainly we needed straight away to start looking at the halachas and what does it affect us. Now to understand, everybody knows that now currently in the Shemitah the two sides is, number one, the vegetable growers, which are the Sfichim, which are basically Isser Svichim. Anything which have grown not carefully to keep Shemitah Halachas in Eretz Yisrael are Isser Svichim. It's not just you can eat it for the Shashvit, there are certain Isser you're not allowed to eat it. In which anything which has grown in Eretz Yisrael not with a proper Halachas. The second thing is the Peres. Peres have a different issue. We just passed Chamish Osor Bishvat now. And things will come up gradually in the Peres, but to understand is a huge difference between Peres and Yerokas. One of the important is that a frucht, we take it, we peel it, we eat it. So the worst comes to the worst, either we kept Kedusha Shvit with us, you have to throw out the peels, you eat it normally, as long even cooking normally. It's not a very difficult task to keep Kedusha Shvit. I don't have you alarm because there are certain halachas which also doesn't allow you to eat a pear tree. But Yerokas vegetables are much worse because usually you always need it in the kitchen, you cook with it, and if there are Isur Svichim, you got a problem of Bliyas, of Macholos Asuras, it goes much quicker. Now, that's why Svichim and vegetable are much bigger concern. And I just came back last night from 3 days long journey. So that's why we find in the vegetables a very, very big difficulties. Now, what actually happened is, because the increase of the Shuim Shvi'is in Eretz Yisrael, and from the farmer side and from the population, there's much more vegetables available on the market which do not find the customers in their hometown, in Eretz Yisrael themselves. So they need to export those goods outside. That's where everything starts. Through the year as well, they are in export, but not such a high degree, because now in this particular year they have much less customers and they need to start shifting out their product to Chutz Lo'ed. And as we said, in England is one of the biggest importers of the Israeli product. Now the way it works, to understand the problem, how we come to our tables, the fruit and veg, is to understand the system, how it goes from the growers to the greengrocers. Greengrocers here on the street shops, or even supermarkets, usually the greengrocers definitely know, supermarkets sometimes, they don't contract, they don't buy directly from the growers. They go through various routes. And this is what the problem is starting. Because if you know exactly where you buy from, the greengrocer could they say, okay, I'm not buying from the farmers, from Israel, I buy from another place. But the fact is, the greengrocers don't buy from any farmers. The only thing is supermarkets, various times they contract or subcontract through brokers and so on. The usual way is like this. In London areas, where we are more particular, is there are about 5 markets approximately in various areas where the greengrocer goes and buy, they make the shopping there in the wholesale and buy the boxes and bring it to the shop. Now, the market themselves, some of the product, I would say probably 50% of the products, are bought directly from the country of origin, from the farmers. Some of them have direct contract with farmers, some with brokers in the country of origin, but 50% in the market they actually get direct from the country of origin. The other 50% come from what we call repacking harvest. Now, repacking harvest, it means like that the supermarkets are very particular of the type of product and produce which they want. They have a very tight specification for every type of vegetable, fruit, or any type of product which they require according to the customer requirements. They put a specification. So a tomato, for example, a pepper, will be a different specification between Asda, Summerfield, Sainsbury, Waitrose, and so on. Everybody will put with a different specification. The repacking houses, what's actually happening, those houses are actually imported directly from the growers. They contract the growers with their requirements, then they take all the specifications from their customers, put a certain specification together, and they actually control the growing of the vegetables. So they know exactly who are the growers. And some of them also control the seeds, because every time there's so many types of tomatoes, everybody knows. The difference just is not by picking up and start cutting and choosing. It's different variety of vegetables. And so it's very important for them to control even the type of seeds where they prepare, to make sure the final result will be satisfactory for their customer. For their benefit is to have less reject, what they call it. The reject is a very cheap product, and wherever it's good, this is where they're making their money. However, you always have reject. So what's actually happening? Those repacking others control, contract the growers, and they usually buy all growers' crop, everything they need to buy, everything, and they bring in from the country of origin. They buy from everywhere around the world, wherever they have a stock, because that's usually fruit and vegetable are seasonal, and they need to have various growers around the world in order to satisfy the need. One of the problems that we find ourselves here in England in particular, I don't know how long this went for, but today's market in England, we need to have everything through the year. Something which does not happen in every country. Many countries don't have grapes, for example, through the winter months. They are only later on in the summer. They will not import from different countries. They'll use their own. We don't have, very little amount will be imported. In England, we find everything through the year. I'm sure here in England was the most fruit available. I must tell you, I was Chamishot HaShvat in Hungary, and I asked the Mashgiach if he can go to check what fruit can he find there. He called me back, said, look, we have grapes, we have apple, orange, and kiwi was very interesting, it was only twin kiwi, something which I never seen, and very, very small variety of stuff. I took from here all the speciality, all the type of fruit to have them. So in the various countries that don't have all the type of products, people are satisfied whatever the season it is. In England, the fact is they eat everything through the year, which does make more complicated for the importers to make sure they get their product from various countries which have this available. Now, the repacking houses have in their storage vegetable, we're talking about vegetable in principle, because now the main problem is speaking is vegetable, from all around the world. So they have tomatoes, peppers from various countries of origin, for the reason because maybe one country would produce round tomatoes, the other one would be a beef tomato, the other one would be olive tomatoes, or tomato on the vein, like we said, is many types, and they would need to take it from various places. When it comes to packing houses, today the regulation and requirement by the government law is that every product needs to be with the food traceability, with the country of origin, with the grower code, and so on. So when the product arrives by the packers, they give a code number, a barcode, which that will trace all the way down. Now, those boxes, they all arrive in boxes, original boxes from country of origin. So we know exactly where the product comes from. Then those boxes are emptied out, and they are put on conveyor belt or on special tables where they are sorted according to customers. So if we have, for example, peppers or tomato, we have a table where there will be some workers around the table. We will choose the product, produce whatever it is, and we'll select it according to customers. So they may have tray for Asda and tray for Sainsbury, for example. They know that this product goes for one customer and the other one for the other one. And the reject, which they call reject when it doesn't pass all the specifications for none of their customers, it's called market grade. This will then end up to the market. The supermarkets are very, very specific, quite clearly by their specification, you must have the country of origin. For not because they are trying to tell people this comes from here or there. Not at all. There is allergen issues here. There are people who don't want to have particular countries for any political reason. Why? But people are free and they take all the wishes what they want. So it is very important for the company to have a full computer system who can control every pallet and boxes to know where the country of origin. And in fact, the supermarkets are making audits without notification to those companies. They're coming from the back door, we met them ready, and they check to make sure that it's kept properly. So we have double Ashgoka here. This is the normal procedure. Now when the rest comes up, the reject, the market grade, is just where we come to a certain problem. Because we may have five or six lines where they're producing a certain, for example, tomato or peppers, which are graded. And then we'll find five boxes of each line which are market grade reject. So they put it on a pallet. The company don't want to start taking this pallet, taking it to a special warehouse where they're going to again sort for the market grade, because some of the stuff are just being thrown away, they are not cannot be sold. So they will put all the five lines reject on one pallet. For example, if they have on one pallet 10 boxes, and then they carry on the line tomatoes, which the first one was Spanish and later on will come Israeli one, they will again take the reject, put on the same pallet, and this pallet will go to the market. It means it will go first to a warehouse where it's again sorted. Whatever it's not good, they reject, and then they will keep to whatever the market grade is. This is class A, class B. Now, the problem is, on this pallet is where we find the problem, because the company do not find themselves in such a big obligation. I don't say they don't need to. Maybe, yes, at the government regulations, they need to write the country of origin, but it's very difficult when you have only 10% reject, and every line which they go through, they have only a couple of boxes reject. So it means that there is so many pallets in it, they need much more places and room and warehousing and so on. So they try to be more lenient, they put everything together. However, they face a problem themselves. Before they send out the product, they need to write the contractology. So what would they write? So, depend on the mood of the warehousing manager and director. He writes, probably the most was Spanish, he writes Spanish, the most was Israeli, he writes Israeli. If, you know, if something happened, he writes a different. There's no real control on it. I'm not saying in all of them, but in some of them. When we came along, we checked it and we saw this was the problem. So, in fact, if we stay in their stage, we can see that the supermarket grade is properly correct. It's done with a proper system by requirement of the supermarket, by the company requirement and so on. The main problem started was the market product produced with ready standard.
The question is, in those circumstances, can you go for survive? The most countries of origin are not Israel.
Okay.
The fruit shop will also have the same problem.
With the fruit shop, yeah, obviously, they come. I haven't finished, but okay. I don't want to forget about coming to the Rov. We'll come back to just before then. So I'm going to talk about the Rov and the current situation. Now, the problem is that when the market, like we said before, has 50% of the product which they sell come from the reject. So a company of 10%. But through the whole company, it's 50% of the market. As far as we're concerned, we have here pellets and produce that we have no clue where it's coming from. It may say South African, Spanish, Italian, Israeli, but really and truly, we don't know where it's coming from. So we told those companies that they need to change the system and introduce the same traceability which they have for the supermarket to put in for the market, which they have agreed. Because first of all, they need to agree because this is a regulation. And if we wanted to go back to DEFRA, the agriculture minister's department, I thought they would be in trouble because, okay, they'll do it. Yeah, but it was no point. You know, we worked together, we explained them, they understood, and they've done it. They called me back 3 days later, the computer system, the IT department have done it. We went, we checked it, and we sorted out. They had one problem. It was that sometimes they don't know because the 100% Israeli, they can know straight away. When they have a pallet mixed, what do they do? So I told them that legally you're allowed to write more than one country. So they're covered. But we know we're not going to buy because it's a mixture of boxes. So that's what we've done now. We have 3 categories. We have the market, the normal which supermarket, which is 100%. Then the marketplace, which we said Spanish, Israeli, and then we got more than one country, so we know not the country. Now, the market, when they get this product, there are so many of such a repacking, about 5 or 6, which we have not yet. Today, for example, we have an appointment for another one, trying to sort out, because it's very hard to tell a grocer that you're going to buy from one particular repacking house brand and so on. So we try to make more easy for competition price and all quality and availability and so on. So we try to cover all the repacking outlets to make sure that everybody should have. So let me say, if we're looking at today's situation, someone wants to be 100% sure it's like that. If we have the original boxes from country of origin, there is no problem whatsoever. We see the box with no label whatsoever, proper boxes. Then when we come up with a supermarket, we have no problem. Now, what the marketplace, we also put in place according to the computer system we manage, Baruch Hashem. I hope that 2 weeks all the companies will sort out. What we came across is a problem. We find a lot of time caramel box or whatever Israeli box with a label on it, we said Spanish. So the conflict was very, okay. So when we looked into the system, and we find different things. We find a box of tomato with peppers inside, for example. So it was starting to be very confusing. When we looked at in the repacking houses, there is a regulation of recycling system. The company is not allowed to destroy carbon, and they need to keep the carbon unless, otherwise it's taxable. So they need to recycle the boxes. So the supermarket, everybody can see when you go to a supermarket, they usually have plastic trays. They don't want to be bothered with the recycling issue. They told the company, look, you keep the cardboard, I'm sending you the basket and back and forward. So they don't have the tax, they don't have the issue of recycling. So the company, to save on tax issues, they reuse the same boxes. However, they need to put a label. So in fact, the box, but the market type of repacking produce, it's not the boxes who count anymore, it's the label on it. Now the company obviously need to have a proper system to make sure that the label is according to the best and so on. So we checked all the system, we go along, and we find in some companies they have some problem issues which we're sorting it out, and the other ones which have a good system. So it's the opposite. Some people will go and look for an Israeli box, and oh, it's a Spanish box, they'll be happy with it, which in reality was done very long. Now, one of the biggest issues is, what is the quantity of the Israeli produced chemicals on the market? Yeah, I mean, the whole earth is all 6-7 million people. How much are they not going to produce for England with 60 million people? The fact is that there are certain time and seasons through the year that the Israeli produce are very, very high. And the export, for example, the last few weeks of herbs, like basil, the oregano, thyme, the parsley was not so high, but it was, and it was probably 80-90% of the market, not talking in England, because very difficult to work out the role. Is the role according to England, to the place, it's very on the day, on the hour, it's a very complicated issue which no one has come up with a clear path how to work out revenue. But if we're looking in today's market, what do they have? Bevels. What is the quantity on the market? I can tell you it's 90% of Israeli produce.
90% of all bevels import?
Import in the market. I'm not talking about in the UK, because it's something which we're not going to start working on the UK. But I'm saying if you're going to the market and you look at what is the proportion, you're going to each stand, you'll find they have 90% of bevels is Israeli, and then a few weeks later will be inside. And the Israeli herbs, so they are the leader on the market. And so we have either we don't have various types because they're not available, or the quality. First of all, Israeli, we have a problem with Tuloim and so on. But apart from this problem, talking about the Shemitah issues, it's a major problem. Now, I must tell you, last week I was in the market to see around and to check. And it was a Yiddish greengrocer making his shopping there. He was buying herbs from a certain stand in the market, and he was buying herbs. So I told him, you know, they may be Israeli. He said, no, the box is the English box. So I told him, yes, I know very well this company. It is. It's a repacking company. And the box is the English box, but inside in a small individual packet, it doesn't say anything. I know it doesn't say any country of origin. So I told him maybe it's Israeli. But, no, I asked the person in the stand. He said, no, they're not Israeli. I showed him inside. The person was a big importer of Israeli herbs. It was packed of pallets from the same packing houses. And he has some with his own brand name. But then first of all, you need to use your common sense. Yeah. You know, you can see the product is very, very similar, exactly. You take out the caramel basil and this one, you could see straight to it. This is number one. The second thing, it's very hard to start believing when you know that 90% are on the market. So I call up this company and I tell them, look, why don't you write contract for origin? It's not necessary. Where are they coming from? Well, it's Israeli. Now on the agency. So he admitted on the phone. I'm saying, on the phone, he admitted he was Israeli. And I asked them, look, since it is a requirement by law, can you please change the system? Say, look, I'm going to try to introduce it very soon. So when you come up with the regulation, they start, because it is a proper regulation, and they can't avoid it. So Baruch Hashem, we got there, it will help us. And Baruch Hashem, this person stopped, and he didn't bought it, and obviously all the people was not an issue in using this particular product.
Excuse me, can you speak and Schmidt is not a day of the Rabbonon. Can you say Tophic Rabbonon?
Okay, it's an issue which was discussed many times with the Rebbe.
Excuse me, can you as well? You go into Beit Ruf and you've got a packet of pepper. The green one is from Spain and the yellow one is from
It does say on it. When you go to a triple pack, it would say exactly which one is it. Going back to the Sofer Shaila, the problem is if it is double, it is actual. So maybe something which is actually evolved easily, maybe once upon a time it was impossible, well, no traceability, it was no system, everybody imported, packed, whatever they want. You know, today everything you can go, you know, I don't want to mention the name, but you can find exactly the quantity which is imported from each and every country.
I think you go to Holland, the repackage they made in Holland.
Yeah.
Between Israelis.
Right. Now, the Holland issues, it's a serious issue which we are working on, because in Holland, unfortunately, they do repack produce from various other countries and write produce of Holland. It is illegal, clearly it's illegal, and there is a certain leeway when it is repacked in packaging, so it's very difficult. We have spoken last few weeks to various repacking houses again in Holland, which they understood our requirements. I sent someone there to look into it, and we told them that unless they're going to do it, we would need to employ some you know, some pressure from various avenues to try to sort out, because by the end of the day, it's against the law. So if we're not going against anything what we are trying to persuade other people to do, we're just saying we will keep to the regulation, and so at least like that we know what.
So does it mean you can't buy things from Holland?
Look, Maita, I can tell you, it's a very hard that don't buy, because the embassy, the company, needs to keep to the regulation. We
but
did find, companies they don't. It's very hard to say they don't keep it. They try to keep. So if the machine ran with the labeling saying Spain, they would not change. That's one of the things which we found. I must tell you a different thing. I found, for example, Egyptian strawberry, which the box was Egyptian, and then, but the pennants of strawberries, and then we find the label of Carmel. So we can say now, don't buy any Egyptian strawberry. It's very hard, you know. You can't. Yeah, it's a chazok, it's a normal system. A person needs to know how the system works. You need to rely. When you find a problem, you need to be alert and to try to see what the situation is. So Holland is in a particular delicate issue which we are working strongly. We tried to avoid that issue. Now, there is a certain thing quite the TVSI introduced. I can tell you that sweet potatoes today, if it's yet svichin or not, it's another 100 issue, but there is a certain amount of svichin. Most of them is perhaps from shishis, but there is a certain amount. We don't allow any Israeli produce like that. Otherwise, the greengrocer and the market people get very confused. You can see the difference between the American sweet potatoes and the Israeli one. So if a mashgiach is really trained properly, he can detect a difference between one type and the other, which is very important. Sometimes you go to a place and he can mix, he can, you know, start, he's run out of stock and he starts blending. We had this week a company which make fruit preparation. It means they buy from the market fruit and veg and they prepare them for the catering industry. And we get them actually for various amount of type of product, not everything, because the rate was not for the Heimische caterers anyway, or Yiddish caterers. Any case, as far as we were concerned, no one was buying from them. So they needed to have various products from Israeli products, because it was the only one on good quality on the market. However, we found that they made some tricks. They changed the boxes themselves. They didn't realize that we did not give them a hechsher for that. So sometimes they got a bit confused. We told them we give a hechsher only for 5 products, and they thought that everything was controlled and he wasn't supposed to buy any Israeli at all. So he started changing others, and we saw that although we didn't give him a hechsher for that, but he actually changed boxes. We removed yesterday the hechsher completely. That is, you can't trust a person. He bought him, he was on the other side of the coin, but the might say something where that we need to be very careful. So to finalize the embassies, I can say one thing. One goes to a supermarket, have no problem whatsoever. We haven't found yet any problem. If there is, we will let the public know. But we haven't found any problem. Everything is fully controllable, and you can rely on whatever they say. It may happen that, for example, the person who put on the shelf in the market forgot to change the control of origin, something that you don't need to be cautious because themselves are very particular. This is number one. On the market type of product, if it comes from the country of origin, proper boxes, the country of origin, there's no problem. You can see where you're buying, and there's no issue with it. If the greengrocer are buying with a box which have a label, which you must be careful because 50% of the market almost it's from repacking houses, they need to be careful to know not to rely on the box, need to check the label. Now we have requested from the places which are the Hersher, because the public are not aware of all this, to avoid even Israeli boxes with a Spanish produce inside, although we know it's 100% Spanish because the label and it comes from a traceability. But again, a member of the public will walk in and say, oh, it's a Carmel Palace or Arava, whatever it is, how you see he has, he chant and so on. So we told them, look, for your benefit, try to avoid confusion in the public. We stopped it, and they don't use it. And I hope, Hashem, this will carry on the best way.